That's the latest. I'm Paula Brett.
Hi, thank you very much. Our headline hit today is all about Facebook. The social networking giant has now finally said in a Q&A yesterday, Mark Zuckerberg said that the social media giant is working on a dislike button and it will be tested soon. Now, this has been rumoured for a long, long time. People have had petitions and groups and all sorts on Facebook saying they would like a dislike button. We discussed it earlier, but it is our headline hit today. People have said they wanted a dislike button for many years. Probably hundreds of people have asked about this. I'd say more than that, if I'm honest. Today's a special day because today is the day I get to say we are working on it and very close to shipping a test of it. That was what Mark Zuckerberg said yesterday. So, what do you reckon? We need a song that goes with the Facebook introducing a dislike button. Have you got one, Paula?
I have.
What have you got?
I reckon I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats.
Ah, yes.
Because if anything's going to get that many dislikes, it's going to be Monday mornings.
She's put a lot of thought into that, hasn't she?
I know.
She has. She's also not only got a good song, she's also done an example of when you might dislike something.
Exactly.
There we go.
See?
Yes.
Right. Back up my theories.
James Bridges has very kindly supplied me with a song this morning.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, James. Casey and the Sunshine Band, and That's the Way I Dislike It. Ah, thank you, James.
You're very welcome.
That's very kind. You still have to come up with your own, though.
I know, I'm just...
Yeah.
I think I've got one.
James has given away probably the best one, actually. So what we need now is you on the phone, 01753 463 166, or on the text, 01753 463 106, email onair at time1066.co.uk. We will play the best song you suggest to go with this news story just before 9 o'clock today. It's all about Facebook, about to introduce the dislike button. Paula, what would you dislike on Facebook?
Well, it's always difficult when people's pets die and things like that, isn't
it? Yeah, that's quite sad.
You don't really know what to say, but you can't like it.
Traffic jams, sure.
Traffic jams. Dislike.
Stuck in traffic, dislike.
Well,
yes.
But
dislike.
That would mean Paula wouldn't have any work to do. So,
I could stay in bed.
On them.
Yeah. We don't want to get you out of a job, Paula, so...
I could just sit at home disliking... things. And that would be essentially, basically what I'm saying. I'm just doing that, but verbally.
I can see it now. She'll sit at home disliking things till her computer freezes, then she'll just kick it and dislike that too.
Yes.
Yes, there you go.
Some people are quite angry at the world, aren't they? So they'll just literally just dislike.
They'll just sit there.
You know, get all that out of their system by disliking everything.
Yes. Right, song suggestions if you please, on the phone, on the text, on the email, and Paula will catch up with you in the next half hour.
In an independent taste test with 400 people for Lidl's ketchup and the big brand Heinz, you can't always taste the difference.